everybody. Welcome to Screen Heroes episode 113. Today we're going to be talking about our own fan cast for a 90s Infinity War movie based on the comic book lineup of the comic book event of the same name. I am Derek, one of your regular weekly hosts. I have my two other lovely hosts with me, Ryan.
Hello.
And Ray.
Hello.
And it's good to see you guys.
Aw, that's sweet.
It's good to be back, you know, the three of us.
Yeah.
You know, we don't do it just the three of us all that often anymore, so.
You want to group hug it out?
I mean, a little bit.
I'm good. You guys can do it.
Maybe after?
No.
He just wants to watch.
Yeah, sure.
But anyway, yeah, so we'll be fan casting our own Infinity War movie. We each took 7 characters.
Yes.
So we're just doing 21, since there are like 50-some probably involved.
The Infinity War storyline actually was, it debuted in 1982 as a comic. Follow-up to the Infinity Gauntlet 6-part miniseries, which was their second, Marvel's second big crossover event ever. The first was Secret Wars. So, 1991 saw the debut of the Infinity Gauntlet, where the Mad Titan Thanos fell in love with Death and went after the 7 Infinity Stones. And the 7th one, White, stood for something. I don't know. It was destroyed. And he ends up getting them all. Infinity War brings in over 100 characters in the Marvel Universe. So we...
In the comics. Right, yeah. The movie
now,
is not going to bring in
In the
many,
movies,
but...
they had probably that many options to choose from. The Russos were saying in the press conference yesterday, right before the film, that they put up every single living member of the MCU, or just, you know, vaguely living, like maybe like Red Skull and stuff, and just kept figuring out who all they could put in there. So that's how they did it. And so, yeah, they probably had 100 to choose from, but the Marvel Comics had way more to choose from, and they brought in as much as possible. We picked 21. Of some of the more recognizable, some of the ones that are in both the film and the comics, as well as a few major players in Infinity War that are not in the MCU. So yeah, just kind of explaining everything.
Cool. Well, let's dive into some news first before we go into our casting.
Like we do.
We have two main things to talk about. One is a bunch of Disney stuff, and the other is Venom stuff. So where do you want to start?
Well, I'll just quickly wrap up the Disney stuff. Right now, if you didn't know, there are 3 live-action remakes of Disney, classic Disney films, that would be The Lion King, Dumbo, and Aladdin. And all 3 directors showed footage of their films so far at a con this last weekend. And
CinemaCon.
Right. CinemaCon?
Yeah, I think that's what it's called.
Perfect. And all 3 went over really well. So Jon Favreau, Tim Burton, and I forget who's directing Aladdin. I apologize. They are all doing a great job. The fan favorite of the evening was Dumbo, surprisingly enough. And like I was telling you guys, I can't imagine people actually liking a Tim Burton film recently. So that's kind of cool. Maybe this is what brings Tim Burton back.
Yeah, it's a little weird. I mean, I'm really excited for Aladdin because of Will Smith mainly.
Oh, is he in it?
Mm-hmm.
The Pink Ranger from Power Rangers, the new one, is
Naomi Scott playing
Jasmine.
Should be fun.
Yeah.
Aladdin is my favorite, like, animated Disney movie, so.
Yeah.
You were really struggling tonight.
I feel like I have to sneeze. It's terrible. It's all good.
Don't give yourself an aneurysm.
It's going to happen.
Right here, live on air.
Most popular episode.
All right, so that's Disney stuff.
Yeah.
The second Venom trailer dropped, the first poster.
So what's funny about it is that there was like a snippet of footage from CinemaCon that leaked, the same con that she was just talking about, of the like Venom transformation. And everybody went crazy over it for like 3 hours, and then they released the full trailer and a poster.
Yep. When something leaks, you might as well just drop what you have.
Yeah, Shazam, come on.
Please?
Anyway, what do you guys think of the... I mean, the trailer looks interesting, but really what everybody's talking about is the Venom, you know, costume?
CGI? The design. Yeah. Let's go with the design.
Yeah. What do you guys think of that?
We're going to now, T-Foils. Thank you for that. You just made my night.
So that has to do with our Twitch chat. T-Foils in chat suggested that we do the top 20 Disney movies.
I'm not interested in that.
I'm sure that's going to be slated very soon now. So thank you for that suggestion. Don't forget you can chat with us live Tuesday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern at twitch.tv/heroespodcasts. I thought Venom looked fine, but it's hard to say anything because it's probably not what it's going to end up completely looking like when the movie releases.
Like,
yeah, we're still a little ways out. It's like November, isn't it?
The trailer's really cool. I thought it was a better trailer than what we got first, because the first one looked like an angsty Oscar bait film.
With no Venom.
Nothing.
Yeah.
This one actually looked like a superhero movie. It kind of gives you the backstory of Eddie Brock a bit more, and I appreciate that he's still a reporter. And he's a hard-hitting one. Like, he's a Lois Lane level of badass bulldog kind of reporting. But can we talk for a second about how Jenny Slate has no idea how to pronounce symbiote?
How did she say it again?
Symbiote.
It's October 5th, by the way, is when Venom hits. Symbiote. Yeah, when I first heard it in the trailer, I'm like, have I been saying it wrong my whole life? And then the whole internet's like, they don't know how to pronounce symbiote.
So... I'm okay with symbiote. I'm okay with symbiote. But symbiote, that's too many long vowel sounds. That doesn't make any sense. Jenny Slate, stop it.
It's still not as bad as when the orc in the Bright trailer said nuclear, but...
Here's the question.
Okay.
Here's the question. Is it her fault, or was she told to say it that
or
way?
Or was nobody... Why did nobody correct her?
Yeah. That's, you know, right. I mean,
that's like, the worst part of
she's
it.
She's on set with a bunch of people. If she said it wrong, 20 people heard her say it, right?
Yeah.
So nobody decided it was wrong. So I'm wondering if maybe it wasn't her decision to say it that way. Maybe that's how it was supposed to be said from the director.
And then it's Avatar The Last Airbender all over again, where they're like, Aang and Sokka, and what? Stop it.
Yeah. It's weird.
All I saw today was people bitching about how this suit, or how Venom isn't 100% true to the comic book, and like, I have this one guy that
It's never going to be.
Yeah, well, there's a couple guys that I follow that are big Venom fans, and so they had to pick it apart, and like every single thing that was not exactly like the comic books, they had to make a list of it. It's like, come on, guys. That's like, I know I've done that before with specific things, but then I realize now how much of a douche I looked like doing that, you know?
Well, let's think about it. Sony is grasping for straws, and they decided to go balls to the wall. They got two Oscar-nominated actors involved here. They got a director who is completely talented and well-versed in this kind of stuff. They got Todd McFarlane's blessing. What more do you want, guys? Like, it's going to be an entertaining story. None of the Marvel films have followed a storyline to a T.
Kind of interested in the fact that in this one, it seems like... The symbiote is the one that's like evil, right? Because in the comics, Eddie Brock's like intentions were bad.
He was a bully.
Yeah, he was not a good guy.
This is definitely a different.
This is making it seem like he's a good guy, but then the symbiote is
kinda. Eddie Brock never wanted to hurt people, but he was definitely a bully to Peter Parker. And in this, it looks like Eddie Brock's never even met Peter Parker, and I really
hope...
he's
also like 30 years older than him, so yeah.
I really hope they don't work at the same company, like, they're workplace rivals. Like, that would just be awful.
I don't expect to see Tom Holland anywhere near this movie.
And I'm okay with that. So. Because, I mean, Eddie Brock didn't want... He didn't want to hurt, like, a ton of people, but he did keep going after Spider-Man, so he wasn't, like, the greatest, but...
There's a lot of theories because they showed multiple symbiotes in the trailer, that one of them was Carnage.
Yeah.
Well, with the red lights and everything.
Is there a character called Scream or something like that? Because there's a woman that got that.
There are like a dozen different colors. So they can cycle through.
Yeah, so. Well, with Woody Harrelson being in the movie, supposedly playing Carnage, you know, we'll see. I still don't
Carnage
think that's a good choice.
Carnage is not going to be a main thing. He is going to pop up at the end. And here's the deal. Cletus Cassidy is not a well-rounded character. Carnage shouldn't be a huge part of the film. He is a one-sided, like, rapist, murderer, hillbilly.
He's literally just does bad things for fun, and there's no redeeming quality or any sympathy for his character. We think we talked about this last week, but yeah, I don't think he'll translate well to movies. Right. And so I hope, he's a small part of the movie or a cameo at the end, and then they never see him again.
I mean, maybe that's why you get an actor like Woody Harrelson to try and bring something to the character to keep it interesting on screen.
Honestly, if Woody Harrelson plays the same character from Natural Born Killers, that would be amazing. Can you imagine that in a Venom suit? Like, that's terrifying. So I'd be cool with that.
I will say, a symbiote suit.
I liked the way that the Venom thing came up over his head instead of like what happened with in Spider-Man 3 where it just kind of took over his face. I thought it looked a lot more scary, like the dude was getting eaten.
Yeah.
Almost. Yeah. I thought that was, I don't know, I like that. I hope they stick
scary.
With that.
That thing is like a weird slime monster. It's not supposed to be, you know, cuddly Topher Grace, or at least, you know.
Yeah, that was a weird choice. Even back then, we all went, what?
You hire somebody that looks almost identical to your main actor. You do the Ben Reilly clone story. You don't do Venom.
It was a weird choice.
They only kind of did Venom anyway, let's be honest.
We could do an entire...
Nope, let's move on.
Okay.
I'd rather do whatever she was getting ready to say than a top 20 Disney podcast.
Animated Disney.
Whatever.
Just to specify. All right.
Ryan has only seen 4 animated films.
So that'll be a fun one for me.
That can't be true.
At least 5, but probably less than 7.
Fair enough. All right.
Let's do this.
Wait, Shazam Watch.
Oh,
in 2018,
I'm so sorry.
Nothing happened, so that's it.
Womp, womp. Nothing, not a
basically
thing.
We got the entire Venom suit reveal, but we can't get anything for in a trailer, but we can't get even a
we can't
to be
get
fair,
a trailer for Aquaman.
That's true. That's
well
a good point
so
too.
Aquaman doesn't come out until December.
Yeah.
Right? Venom, this was the first like legit trailer, because the first teaser doesn't really do anything.
Right, I'm not looking for a trailer for Shazam, but I'd like to see an official look at the suit at the very least.
I'd like to see an Aquaman trailer James Wan, I would.
We would all like to, but if you just look at the timelines on things, right? This Venom is an October film, and we just got a first look at Venom yesterday.
That's because they just patched together something that they're going, maybe we can trick people into thinking this is going to be good.
Because there was a leak, right? So right now, there really hasn't been a lot of leaks from Aquaman. There hasn't really been a lot of leaks from Shazam, other than a couple of those photos at the mall. And they're just fine with that being all that you get right now.
Yeah.
So, you know, if those things end up looking good when we do get to see them, then I guess it was worth the wait.
Yeah.
You know, I'd rather it be that than them rushing something out because something leaked and they feel like they have to show something official to put out the fire, you know? Which is happening more and more with films. It's not a Venom problem. This is happening with movies all the time. And I wish it wasn't.
Well, you can't show footage at a con and expect it to not get leaked. It's always going to get leaked. Even when they showed the Infinity War, like, preview or whatever it was at San Diego last year, that ended up getting leaked.
This tells you the difference between the two companies, too. Disney had their stuff on lock.
Yeah.
Sony clearly did not. They just handled their panels differently in their presentations, and that's all there is to it. Like,
yeah.
Otherwise, we would have seen the footage for those three movies, too. And come on, people would love to see the Lion King footage by now.
I'm not sure there's a ton of reporters that are clamoring to get a first look at, like, the Genie.
No.
That's true.
You know?
People want first looks at everything. If it's news, then they're the first ones to release it. That's important. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
Look, I think we should just start casting.
Okay. All right. So we are going to cast our 1990s Infinity War film based heavily on the lineup from the comic books during the time. Do we want to say who all the characters in the running are ahead of time?
Yes. So we cast Thanos and Dr. Doom as the main villains throughout the story. We also cast the Infinity Watch, at least the three most prominent characters, the more popular characters, ones that we're kind of familiar with. Adam Warlock, Gamora, and Drax. We cast some of the more popular Avengers, Iron Man, Captain, Vision, Scarlet Witch, Black Widow, Doctor Strange, Spider-Man. Some of the extra characters that we picked, people that aren't in films yet, Nova, I have on my list.
I think Wonder Man was on somebody's list.
No, we
skipped Wonder Man. Yeah. Okay. I had the Fantastic Four.
You did.
So I've got the Fantastic Four on my list.
Yes.
All four of them.
Yes.
That's how many are in the group.
Good job. And you have She-Hulk.
Yep.
And Wolverine. And Daredevil. And Wolverine.
I mean, I have others too, but yeah.
You're right, right. But I mentioned them already.
Right.
So those are the 21 characters we are casting. I'm so sorry if the ones you were looking for are not on there. But please join in with who you would cast. This film would probably take place in between 95 and 97, 98. So we picked actors.
See, I was thinking between 92 and 95.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
But, you know,
I picked 95 because I thought that was just right in the middle of the decade.
Right.
So just for fun, knowing that Marvel hadn't sold off their film rights at this time, they still had everything because bankruptcy hadn't been filed yet.
Mm-hmm.
What movies do you think would have appeared leading up to this?
Not Iron Man.
That's for sure. I mean, probably an X-Men movie.
Yeah.
You know, the cartoon was super popular
Fantastic
at the time.
Four.
The Spider-Man Fantastic cartoon Four. Was popular at the time, too.
So
Incredible Hulk.
Yeah. Yeah,
definitely.
I think that's true. Maybe
Hulk
those four
huge.
Would be kind of the tent poles.
Thor.
Maybe.
They already had a Thor in the TV show, Hulk TV show.
Maybe
so.
Thor would have appeared in Hulk.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think starting it off with X-Men and the Fantastic Four probably would have been the easiest for them to do.
Yeah, except they still haven't made a good Fantastic Four movie
even today.
I didn't
say
today,
they would do it right. I just said the easiest for them to do. Because keep in mind, at this point, there hadn't been a real Fantastic Four movie yet. Right, and there hadn't been an X-Men movie yet.
Yeah.
So
when did that first Fantastic Four movie that never actually came out?
I believe it was like 1994.
Yeah, it was early 90s. So
they tried.
They made one, but it never officially got released.
Only
still available via bootleg if you want it. But
you can find them at Dragon Con.
You can find them at almost any con, it seems like.
Yeah. So I think X-Men probably would have been the big one because of the cartoon being as popular as it was. Wolverine,
Captain America probably would have been in there too. I'm pretty sure he had a TV show.
Well, if they ever got around to making an Avengers movie, Cap and Iron Man would make the appearance, but they wouldn't headline their own film until probably after their first Avengers.
Mm-hmm. No, I think you're right. Like, I think it's going to be a lot of group stuff to kind of kick things off.
Yeah.
Right. That's why I think Fantastic Four and X-Men would be the two to go to. And then maybe there'd be like a somewhat of an Avengers movie because you could have Hulk and Thor and Cap together if you wanted to.
Yeah.
But no Guardians of the Galaxy movie, that's for sure.
No. Yeah.
But I still wouldn't have pegged that happening when it did. So. Right. even though it's one of my favorites in the whole MCU, it never occurred to me that that would be something they would do.
It's in everybody's top five list. I feel like I hear that over and over again. So, you're going to announce it.
We forgot. So to just kind of go on a tangent real quick, the last few weeks, we have been hosting our MCU tournament on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, where every day or so we would send out a new matchup of two MCU movies and let everybody vote on them, and then the bracket would continue on. And that meant that we started with 18 films.
Correct.
And now we know our championship. So the final four came down to Iron Man versus Black Panther and Captain America, the Winter Soldier versus Captain America Civil War. Right? Those were the final four.
Yeah. Good job.
And the two that moved on there were Iron Man and the Winter Soldier. Winter Soldier, probably not surprising too many people. And the Winter Soldier took home the gold.
Yay!
Surprising no one.
It was actually a little bit closer than I thought it was going to be. Definitely not our closest. Civil War won its two rounds by a single vote both times. But this was a lot closer than I thought. I thought it was going to be a landslide for the Winter Soldier. But it took home the gold. Cap had to beat his other two movies to get there, but he did it and beat out the first MCU film to win the bracket. So thank you very much to everybody who voted. If you voted even just one time or you voted every time, I really appreciate you doing that. It helped us you know, kind of move this along and make it a lot of fun.
Yeah, send us your address because Derek is going to send $5 to every person that voted for every single vote that they cast. So please send us your addresses.
I disagree. I'm going to send you my leftover Domino's coupons. So that's what I will send you. Domino's is great.
It's actually more valuable, really.
We can actually get you a deal at Domino's where you can get things for $5.99.
All right, so we're going to start casting.
All right, let's do this.
I am going to go last because I have Thanos and I want that last. So
you want them to be last?
Yeah, okay. I want Thanos to be last.
Okay, then I guess we're not going to start with Thanos to be first.
You go first.
Why do I always go first? This is horseshit. So, any particular character?
Anyone you want to do?
Not Thanos.
Okay. Okay. I'm gonna go with Captain America, and this is gonna be a controversial choice here.
Oh boy.
Dolph Lundgren.
Yes. You want the Russian to play Captain America?
Listen, the dude has the jawline for it. Like if you didn't know he was Russian. He looks like a comic book Captain America, like from the blonde hair to the muscles and the jawline. Like I would never know that.
Well, Chris Evans is he American?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, everybody else is British, so that's why I wanted to ask.
That's true.
Everybody else is British.
Yeah, Ryan, Dolph Lundgren. I think that he's not like the greatest actor ever. But he's serviceable, and I think in the 90s, like,
looks
acting wasn't at the top of the, like, the top of the list of casting people.
You're right.
So I think it would work.
So you think he makes a better Captain America than, say, Punisher?
Listen, I have many feelings about that Punisher movie. Not all of them terrible, but yes, I think he would do better as Captain America than he did as Punisher.
Okay. I think you just want He-Man and Captain America to be played by the same guy.
And Punisher.
Yeah. And Punisher.
That's really my goal.
Okay. That's an interesting pick.
Thank you.
Okay.
Derek, your turn.
Oh, I'm next?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm really nervous about mine, so...
Of course you are.
I'm going to start with Adam Warlock, because I want to keep my Fantastic Four family together here. So, Adam Warlock, I had as Casper Van Dien.
Holy moly.
Chat called it.
Oh, hey, T-Foles.
Except I think T-Foles wanted that to be for Captain America.
No, so for Adam Warlock, so for those who don't know who he is, Would you like to know more? He starred in the original Super Troopers movie, which is one of my favorite movies of all time. Starship Troopers movie.
Wow. He is on a roll.
I'm all, like, mentally, I'm just burned out. This is my fourth podcast of the week, and it's Tuesday. So, yeah, so he was the lead in Starship Troopers. And that's
Super Troopers.
Look, Super Troopers 2 came out last weekend, all right? That's true. Didn't even talk about it.
No, but we're talking about it, meow.
Casper Van Dien from Starship Troopers as Adam Warlock. That's who my pick is. Let's move on. I was really happy about that pick, so...
Okay, I'm going to go with my Scarlet Witch pick. I thought this was pretty perfect, actually. This is my favorite casting so far.
Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen.
Winona Ryder. Thank you.
That's fun. She's great.
I love Winona. The 90s were like her prime heyday kind of thing. She did so many angsty goth roles, and Scarlet Witch is right in there. So, yeah, Winona Ryder is my Scarlet Witch.
Are they going to play one of the songs from Beetlejuice anytime she starts doing magic?
Oh, that would give me tingles.
Like, right?
It'd be so good.
That'd be amazing.
Sure.
Derek's not on board with
any particular song? I'm curious which one.
The one where she danced at the end. Shake.
Shake it all the time.
Maybe that's how she has to do her brain powers by...
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. She has to do that dance, yeah.
The wacky waving inflatable arm flailing two-man dance.
I like it.
Cara Delevingne did.
That's good.
Ryan, your turn.
Wow, we're burning through this.
Burning.
All right. Okay. So this is one I really like. Dr. Pym, Hank Pym, would be a Mr. Harold Ramis.
Oh.
That's perfect.
Right? How great would that be? I mean, I don't know if I could see him being a wife beater, but... Like,
we don't have to do that.
Yeah, if we're not doing that story,
it doesn't even have to be.
That would hurt my soul.
A lot of other stuff would be happening in this movie. That's true. I feel like
they could leave that part out.
They could leave the home life out.
Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, obviously, I love that man. But he would be great. I think he was underutilized in the 80s and early 90s. So
he was underutilized in most of his career. But probably. Yeah, that's a good pick. I like
Except
that.
When he was a director.
Yeah.
But yeah, he would be great. I would love that so much.
I'm on board. This I'm so far like loving this cast. This is
it's actually a better cast than what we have now.
That's fun. I like it.
Your turn, Derek.
All right, so I'm going to go with my Gamora pick.
Okay.
And I decided to go with Uma Thurman. Crickets.
Well.
Yeah.
No, you don't like that?
Our first disagreement.
No. I picked her on my list.
Oh.
So.
Okay.
I have to scramble and figure this out.
Well, that's okay.
I want a cohesive movie.
She could play two roles. It's happened before.
Murphy's done it. No, we're not going to do that. So tell me why you think... Gamora, why wouldn't you cast a black woman since there's precedent?
I basically...
Well, there was a precedent in 95 or whatever.
That's part of
it. More women and black people were cast in the 90s than they are now.
That's fair. But for that particular character, I was just trying to go with an actor who I felt looked the part from a physical standpoint, like body shape-wise and all that, but could also do a lot of her own physicality and stunts and the fighting. And
yeah.
I mean, that's a lot of what she was doing. I mean, you know, she's Kill Bill and all of that. So I thought that this would be a solid role for her that would not be a Tarantino movie, because I'd like to see her in other things.
Correct.
Was also part of it. So,
Any Joel Schumacher things you want her to do?
Like Poison Ivy, perchance?
No.
Rachel.
Let's move on, shall we? Do you want to tell us who your Uma Thurman was going to be?
Black Widow. I will come up with somebody else, because that's not going to be hard for me.
Okay.
So, I'm going to go with my Iron Man to match the cap. And it's very difficult for me to get this out of my head. So, I'm going to pick a very obvious actor, and that's Tom Cruise. I actually think...
I know that hurts you to do it, too.
Well, no. I really thought about it, and I loved him in the 90s. Interview with the Vampire is a stellar performance. I'm actually not sure why he wasn't nominated for that, because it was beautiful. It was against type. It was just very compelling. And I think his character in Top Gun Maverick, it might as well just be Tony Stark. It completely works.
Not far off. Yeah.
Completely works. So, yeah, Tom Cruise in the 90s would be my pick for Tony Stark. Tom Cruise now, no way. Nobody can play him other than RDJ at this point.
That's true.
Okay. All right, Ryan, who's your next one?
Let me look.
Okay, I'll let you.
Okay. I'm going to go with my Daredevil. This is going to be another controversial pick.
Ben Affleck.
No, oh but that would have been a good one. Nicolas Cage.
Oh no.
Okay, hear me out here. Hear me out.
I knew he was gonna be on his list.
Hear me out. Okay, on. Will Smith is gonna be on Derek's list too, so give it a minute.
Guess what?
He's not.
He is not.
That's you didn't spite me. Anyway, okay.
No, he didn't fit.
So here's my explanation. Nicolas Cage is known for his ability to create ridiculous expressions with his face and overact. And I think with Daredevil, when you are covering half of the face, that it's going to work really well, because he can emote really well with his lower face.
But you're covering his crazy eyes, which is really
which is even better for a lot of people. And it's not going to be covered the whole movie. I'm sure he's going to be Matt Murdock at some point. And what, despite what people say, he's been good before in roles.
Nicolas Cage is simultaneously an amazing and a terrible actor. That's just a fact.
Yeah.
Right? And
either one would work in that role, I think. In any case, like, Kick-Ass, he was amazing in Kick-Ass. And anybody who tells me that he wasn't, I would really question their opinion on almost anything. Because he channeled Adam West like nobody's business.
Do you want Daredevil to channel Adam West?
No, but I'm sure he could channel something that would work for that. I think it would be a good role, and Nicolas Cage had to be in there somewhere for me. So he would have been fresh out of Con Air at this point. So he could even keep the long hair. We could have the long hair, like,
oh my God.
Superman Lives version of Daredevil.
Okay. This is so weird.
Like, oh my God.
This is so weird.
His eyes could be covered. He's not going to have the crazy
That's
eyes.
Right. That's right. That's what I'm saying.
I'm just looking at it. Like,
I will say, T-Falls, I do like Con Air. I think
Con Air, I like Con Air too.
I tend to like Nicolas Cage movies. I just think this is a weird one.
Well, this whole movie is going to be a little weird, okay?
A little weird.
Dolph Lundgren acting opposite as Captain America, as Tom Cruise as Iron Man, and Nicolas Cage as Daredevil. I mean, that's some weird stuff, dude.
That was weird.
All right.
It would be good.
All right, so now...
Start your Fantastic Four.
When do you want me to do Doctor Doom? Do you want me to save him for the end?
No, do it right now.
Okay. So for my Doctor Doom, I kind of struggled a bit with this one, but I wanted to focus really on the voice more than anything, because I figured, you know, he'll look funky through most of the movie. So I actually went with Jeremy Irons.
I'm good with that.
Great voice. You know, he's going to monologue a bunch because...
He did Scar.
He did do Scar, one of my favorite Disney villains, at least, if not, you know. And, it, you know, if you're kind of curious about him, you know, more recently he's Alfred in the DCEU, but, you know, obviously it's been 25 years, you know. So, yeah, Jeremy Irons, Dr. Doom.
I'm not arguing, that sounds amazing. Yes, this may be my favorite fan casting we've ever done. I feel like we've got this down.
I haven't gotten to my Fantastic Four yet, so don't.
Yeah, Derek will let us down at some point.
I will. Like, I feel like I did with Uma Thurman.
You kind of did. I wasn't on board with that one as much as Rachel was, but...
It's all right.
I'm fine with it. It's whatever. All right, so I'll go back to my Black Widow. I changed it up. Uma Thurman's no longer playing Gamora and Black Widow.
It's a shame.
I was fighting back and forth just now between Catherine Zeta-Jones and Sandra Bullock, but I'm going to go with Demi Moore.
No, I have to change one of mine.
Oh, yeah?
I thought, I actually had a backup already, so it's fine. Oh, okay. But she was going to be my She-Hulk.
Oh, nice.
That's a nice pick for that, too, yeah. I like her as Black Widow, though.
Yeah, between G.I. Jane and the really failed strip tease, I feel like she can do a bit of both. And she's very hardcore, but she's incredibly sexy, and she could easily carry movies on her own, so she could easily, you know, stand up to some of these other actors who are a bit bigger than her.
Like Nick Cage.
Like Nick Cage.
I'm just saying. As an example.
Oh, man. That's amazing.
Pretty good.
Okay.
Thank you.
So, Ryan, then, you're up next here.
Man, we're already halfway done, and we...
We're good. We're good.
Okay. Let's see. Who do I want to go with next? I'm going to go with... I might as well go She-Hulk since... I had Famke Janssen. Is that how you say her name?
Famke
Janssen, who was Jean Grey in the early X-Men movies. She was acting back then, and she had been in
Star Trek.
Yeah, and she's been in a couple other things too. But
Mila Jovovich would have been good for Black Widow.
Yeah,
but she was more late 90s. She didn't really hit the scene until 99.
Well, Fifth Element was like 96.
I thought it was 99.
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure. I don't know, guys.
I don't know stuff about movies. I just say stuff.
I mean, that would have been real late in the 90s. But yeah, she wouldn't have been bad. We've already seen her with like orangish hair, reddish hair. So.
Yeah, I like that. That's interesting.
Well, thank you.
Yeah,
Demi Moore, I still think it would have been a better pick, but
it's fair.
All right, then let's switch.
No, it's okay, Rachel. No, you keep her.
The fans picked Mila Jovovich, so Mila Jovovich will be our Black Widow. Demi Moore will be our She-Hulk. Famke Janssen's back to Jean Grey.
Fantastic.
Sorry, you just got booted out, just like you did in the new X-Men trilogy.
Okay.
All right, so it's time for my Fantastic Four. I'm having a hard time deciding what order I want to go in.
Mr. Whichever Fantastic. One you think is going
to
be...
You want me to start with Mr. Fantastic?
Of course.
Okay.
I know who I was going to cast.
The worst one?
I'm really nervous about this one. So my problem is I picked my Invisible Woman first and then felt like I needed Mr. Fantastic to match relatively age-wise.
Then why don't you pick Invisible... Start with Invisible Woman.
No, it's okay. We're going to go with Mr. Fantastic.
All
right. Bill Pullman.
Explain yourself,
sir. Yeah, I'm not interested in that.
So, well, because, you know, he has a very strong speaking voice. He's a leader in most of his roles. He's the right age for the character in this particular sense. You could see him taking control of a small group as he does in a lot of his movies. And then he just has to say a bunch of science-y techno-babble BS. It's not like it's a difficult role to take on. It's not a particularly complex character.
It would be a combo of, you know, all three main characters in Independence Day, pretty much. So, kind of works.
You want to know who my pick was for Mr. Fantastic?
Sure.
Jeff Goldblum.
I thought about that.
I think
there's a very specific reason I didn't pick him.
Why?
You'll find out.
Okay. Because you picked it for somebody else.
I didn't.
Okay.
It has to do with Invisible Woman.
Okay.
So.
Dirty.
Do you have Jeff Goldblum in drag for his woman?
I do now.
Yeah, that's it. Done. Wow.
Look, I mean, Chat likes Bill Pullman, so.
Yeah, well, Chat is wrong in this case.
Oh, oh my God. How dare you, sir. I'm going to slap
you
with this glove.
The most active chat we ever have, and you're going to insult him.
Don't let them hurt you, Chat. Don't let them hurt you. All right, Ray, what's
next? I'm going to go with someone who's probably my most controversial choice. I guess for Nova, kind of combined all the different Novas. There's so many Novas. Oh, my gosh. And Antonio Banderas, I picked him because of Desperado. I love Desperado, guys. I will watch that and Once Upon a Time in Mexico. And I know there are sequels to The Mariachi, but I don't like that as much because, you know, I'm subs, not dubs, but whatever. But yeah. Yeah, Antonio Banderas.
It's better than Derek's pick for Mr. Fantastic, so.
You're a liar. It's an interesting pick. I never would have thought of him.
He can play suave, he can play the brawler, he can play the assassin, he can play the hero, he can play the villain, and I definitely wanted to get some diversity in there with a Hispanic actor, and, you know, Antonio was, you know, hot shit in the 90s, before the Puss in Boots years, so.
Before the Puss in Boots years.
Pre-Shrek.
Okay. Fair enough, fair enough.
Yeah, I'm good with that. I think that's fine casting.
Thank you.
I mean, I don't know a lot about Nova, but sure, Antonio Banderas is great, so. Or was in the 90s, anyway.
Right.
Okay. Well, Ryan, who's next for you, then?
Who is next for me?
Do you even cast me?
I'm going to go with Doctor Strange. David Bowie.
Oh my God, that's so great.
Right? I think it would be so amazing.
Much. Oh my God, I love it so much.
I'm having a hard time picturing that one.
Really?
I am. I'm struggling a little
bit. You have a hard time picturing David Bowie in, like, a robe and tall collars?
I think it's the goatee that's throwing me off.
Does he have to have the goatee? You realize that there was, like, a 90s David Bowie that had a, like, weird beard thing, right?
The weird beard.
It was, like, it wasn't a goatee, but it was just, like...
What is happening?
This is falling apart.
I'm drunk.
I'm doing great. The two of you guys are struggling.
I'm fantastic.
You know I love David Bowie, so it's nothing like that. I'm just having a hard time visualizing it, that's all. So.
Okay. Well, I don't understand why. It's basically he can play Jareth and even wear the costumes. And
do the cool little crystal
exactly.
trick.
Exactly. That's how he cast spells.
He's in the Jareth outfits, but he looks like his character from The Prestige. So he's Tesla.
Oh, okay. All right. That's interesting. That's interesting. That's interesting.
I think he would be great. I'm kind of sad that never happened because I would have loved to.
Bruce Wayne 25 loves it.
Thank you, Bruce Wayne. We are always on the same page. Well, like 95% of the time.
Fair enough. All right, so my next.
Your Invisible Woman, Jeff Goldblum. Okay.
No. I actually went with Gina Davis.
Oh, okay.
So I don't understand why Jeff Goldblum couldn't.
Well, they were together.
They're so? Actually married.
Yeah, so I just felt like that was a default
are,
pick.
Are okay. they not married? And, no.
So I felt like it was just a default pick. I didn't want to just pick the couple. So.
It's not just picking the couple because they're both great.
Pick me.
Yes, Ray, in the back.
Can Jeff Goldblum play Namor and there steal his girl?
Perfect.
That I mean, way, he basically did it. Earth Girls Are Easy.
That
right?
way he can have his shirt off a lot, yeah. Which I think is something we all want of 90s Jeff Goldblum. So, but yeah, so Gina Davis, I cast her first. So I wanted Bill Pullman, who's similar in age.
I think that's fantastic.
Yeah, so I always loved her. I thought she was great, and I wish her career had continued at the level that it was at during this time. Earth Girls Are Easy is amazing.
Yeah.
If you've never seen it, incredible movie.
Yeah.
But she was also, of course, in the remake of The Fly and A League of Their Own. And, you know, she was...
Beetlejuice,
Thelma and Louise. Yeah, tons of really amazing movies. So.
I want that to be a porn. The Bulge of Agamotto.
Yeah, they're talking in chat, if you're listening. They're talking in chat about David Bowie as Dr. Strange and how would he have the crotch bulge? And the answer to that is yes. He would, you can't tame that. It's David Bowie. He can't,
it would just be part of him, right? Red or blue pants instead of black and white. Exactly. This time, guys. It's fine.
Okay. All right, so let's move on then. Ray, what's your next one?
All right, so you guys may hate this. My Drax pick, I picked Bruce Willis. I wanted straight out of Die Hard 1 and 2, Bruce Willis.
He seems so small, though.
That's the thing. I wanted to cast him as the Thing, but he's just kind of tiny in the 90s.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't really care about the tininess.
But they did have some pretty intense, like, makeup or, like, costume stuff. It wouldn't have been CG. It would have been, like, a practical costume. So that would have been interesting. I mean,
I just think he could have done it. Now, Drax doesn't have to be this over, I guess, overwhelming looking build of a man. Batista actually is. I just didn't want to pick any wrestlers because at the time, Hulk Hogan and Randy Savage appeared in movies as jokes. Like, they played themselves. Right. There was nobody really acting except for Andre the Giant.
The Rock
and it just wouldn't have been the same.
Like, The Rock did his big TV appearance on Voyager, like, a year later.
Yeah.
So, he was pretty young back then.
He couldn't carry a movie. He wasn't going to star in anything huge. So, I wanted Bruce Willis in it. And Drax seems like a really good fit for him.
I wanted to cast Bruce Willis as somebody, but I just couldn't find a good fit with my list, so... I'm glad he showed up somewhere.
Ryan.
Well, we're down to like the last two now, aren't we?
We are, yeah.
Okay. I'm going to go with Wolverine. No surprise here. I picked Kurt Russell.
Nice! Snake Plissken Wolverine.
He's going to have both of his eyes in this one.
For now.
That's right. Yeah, I prefer to think of him as Jack Burton Wolverine.
You're sticking with the tall Wolverine then.
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's been proven that you don't have to be a tiny little dude to play Wolverine.
Otherwise, why not cast Seth Green?
Right,
smallest guy in the...
Right, nobody wants that. No, I mean, Kurt Russell was obviously a staple of, like, the late 80s and early 90s, and I think I had to have him in there, and I think it would be a pretty all right casting, honestly.
I'm actually kind of surprised that you didn't just immediately pick him and Keaton, and put Keaton as Daredevil.
I wanted Keaton in it. I almost did that, but I was like, no, I gotta have Nick Cage. Nick Cage emotes better with the bottom half of his face.
But, I mean, Daredevil and Batman, there's so many personality similarities there.
Yeah, exactly. That would have been a cop-out, Derek. That's what you would have done.
A cop out. That's what I would have
done. Wow, guys.
Okay.
That's serious.
Okay. No, that's fine.
Fun fact, Kurt Russell is a former Disney kid.
I didn't know that.
Walt Disney's last words were a message for Kurt Russell that he never got and thought it was really weird.
Okay.
I've heard that before, but...
I did not know that.
Kurt Russell has confirmed that.
I did not know. Very interesting. Okay. Very cool. So then my next one, I'm down to the Human Torch and the Thing. Who do you want to hear first?
I just want to interject and say that Seth Green Wolverine is my new band name.
Seth Green Wolverine.
New band name, I called it.
Cool. All right, I'm going to go with the Thing because the Human Torch has more people will recognize who that is. So I went with Sasha Mitchell, who most people probably don't know. I wanted to go with somebody, I wanted my list originally to actually be more like possible up-and-coming actors who, if they had been given these roles, would have ended up with relatively larger careers. But I struggled a bit with that because a lot of these kind of just fell in place for me. So Sasha Mitchell actually was best known for the series Kickboxer, which he took.
I love Kickboxer.
He took over for Jean-Claude Van Damme. And so,
well, yeah, I don't love those Kickboxers.
I
love the ones with Bolo Yuen or whatever his name is, where he like gets the sand in his eyes and then, Akumate, Akumate. Those are the Kickboxers that are good.
Oh my goodness.
Well, that's Bloodsport.
That is Bloodsport.
Still, it's all the same. Basically the same movie.
So I wanted a guy who, because this is the thing, I wanted him to be a bigger guy, kind of physical, so when they did put all the practical stuff on him, they didn't have to do a lot to make him bigger. I wanted it to already be a fairly imposing guy, and I kind of, like you, Ray, I didn't want to just go with a wrestler.
Yeah.
And there weren't a whole lot of, like, football players who were acting back then, or anything like that to go off of either. So I decided to go with this guy, Sasha Mitchell.
Okay. I'll have to look him up. I'm sure he'll be fine as the Thing. I mean, you can't be worse than Chiklis.
I imagine that there'd probably be worse than Chiklis. Like,
well, I mean, yeah, as bad as he was, I played the thing, it would be bad.
Right. Well, I don't know.
Do you guys remember that Kerry Washington played blind Alicia Masters?
And... Actually, that was my first time really ever seeing her in a movie. Yeah. So I've always thought back to that movie every time I see her. Like, I thought she was blind.
Jeez. Wow. All right, Ray.
Okay, so for my vision, he is my last one before Thanos. I picked Ralph Fiennes. This is right after The English Patient. He has that silky voice that, you know, he's gone on to play Hades and Voldemort. And, you know, maybe this would have prevented him from playing Voldemort. I don't know. But a couple movies as Vision, Ralph Fiennes would have been pretty awesome, in my opinion.
Yeah, it's a good pick.
It is. I almost actually cast him as Mr. Fantastic.
That would have been good, too.
I did. But I thought he might be a little too young for Gina, so.
Okay.
Yeah, women aren't allowed to date younger men.
Yeah.
Well, I meant, I just wanted the husband and wife duo to be close in age.
Well, they went to college together. Kind of makes sense.
So, that's all.
Hmm. Older and younger people don't go to college at the same time ever, so.
No, never.
Moving on, Ryan, your last character. Who is it? Who'd you pick?
Spider-Man. I had two picks on this one, but in case somebody picked... I don't know why you would pick my first one, but in case you did, I had Jonathan Brandis as Spider-Man.
Aww,
you may remember him from Neverending Story 2.
Yeah.
Or Sidekicks with Chuck Norris. Or Seagate.
Or It?
Seagate? No. Star? No. What was it? Seagate?
Sequest.
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 Stargate, Sequest. Yeah. I get them all confused.
Sequest. I actually... He was on my short list. For a guy I wanted to cast, and it just didn't work out.
I also had Jonathan Taylor Thomas. I wanted to go super 90s.
JTT was so young back then, though.
Man.
Spider-Man is a young character.
Yes, yeah. I love Jonathan Brandis. I was really, really upset when I was a kid, and he passed away. He committed suicide.
Yeah, I mean...
Yeah, that was really sad.
Yeah.
95, I think he was still around at that
point. Yeah, absolutely.
No, I think he died in 2003.
Yeah, it was been a... Yeah. So. Yeah, that's probably about right. Yeah, I loved him in Sidekicks. That movie was terrible, but I actually really liked that movie because I was really into like kids being ninjas movies when I was younger.
He did whatever a movie reason.
Three ninjas
with...
and Sidekicks and all this.
Oh, I love those. Oh my God.
Three ninjas knuckle up when they fight at the amusement
movie
park.
Night.
He did a movie with Rodney Dangerfield that I watched all the time, and it was about Rodney Dangerfield trying to be a better boyfriend to Jonathan Brandis' mom, and somehow he ended up coaching a girls' soccer team, and Jonathan Brandis was really good, so he convinced Jonathan Brandis to dress and drag.
I don't know that movie.
I watched that all the time because I played soccer as a kid, and I was like, I want to be as good as this boy in girls' clothes.
Well, I think that's a great pick. I liked him.
Thank you.
So it would have been nice to see him have a bigger career, and maybe things would have been different. So
that is actually why he, you know, did what he did
because
everything stalled. Because everything stalled.
All right. Well, let's move on. So my last is the Human Torch, and I wanted to go a little outrageous with this one. So I went with Freddie Prinze Jr.
Oh my God.
Lord. Who hired this guy?
That is very outrageous.
I thought it would be kind of fun.
It's pretty perfect. Yeah, I mean, he did She's All That.
Exactly.
And
wasn't that all late 90s, though?
That one is.
He was a little on the younger side, don't get me wrong.
I know what you did last summer wasn't really, though.
I think it was like 97.
Yeah.
I think. I know She's All That summer. So
this would have been like one of his first jobs.
Yeah.
And that's fine.
I think it would have been fun. I think the tone of the character would have fit him fairly well, at least when you compare it to the first two Fantastic Four movies, Chris Evans, Human Torch. I think they would have had a similar tonality to them.
You're not wrong.
So.
And he could have played the brash, immature teenager. It would have been fine.
Yeah. Chat likes that pick too. So
yeah, Chat
and I are cool.
With most of this.
Chat and I are cool. Yeah. All right, Ray, this is it.
Okay, so Thanos.
Who's your Josh Brolin?
I cheated, guys. I picked somebody who got his big break towards the end of the 90s, because no matter what I did, this image of him couldn't get out of my head. I had to have him. So this would have been one of his first jobs too, I guess. I picked Michael Clark Duncan.
Oh, that's cool.
Because I kept seeing all of his roles as Kingpin and in The Green Mile.
I actually liked him as Kingpin.
Like, I did too. He was my favorite part of that. So I just kept thinking, like, he could play imposing, he can play scary, he can play, you know, conqueror of Earth. And
that's a good pick.
Thank you.
I like that. I was a big fan of him, so.
I was too.
Yeah. That's a good pick. I like it. Yeah, Roy Scheider would have been somebody good to cast. He was huge in the mid-90s.
Who's he? I'm not remembering him.
So, Jaws?
Oh, right. Okay, got it. Sorry,
and,
guys. Sorry.
And also, Sequest.
So, was he the dolphin?
No.
Oh, that's disappointing.
Anyway, but yeah, so and he did 2010, which was the sequel to 2001. But yeah, I think that he would have been a good person to cast. I'm not sure he would have fit any of the characters I was assigned, but yeah, that was a fun list, guys.
It really was.
It was pretty good.
We had a good time.
Anything else you guys want to add to your fan casting? We have a few minutes.
I mean, there's plenty of characters still left that we completely left out. There's Pip and Moondragon, who were also part of the Infinity Watch, and there are rumors that they're going to appear in the MCU fairly soon.
Fairly soon, like in 2 days.
Pip is in Infinity War, and rumors that Moondragon will be in Guardians of the Galaxy 3. Yeah, so... There's tons of people we left off just because of timing.
Yeah. Well, and I guess actually for those who are listening to this when it comes out as a normal podcast, Infinity War comes out today.
It does.
So we will be seeing it all that evening, I think.
Yeah.
So at varying times. But yeah, are you guys excited? Are you stoked?
Do we want to do a Deadpool for who we think is going to bite it?
Everybody. No, I'm kidding. Somebody's going to live.
Or do they?
Thanos lives.
Yeah. It's just him existing in the universe. There's no one else.
Next week, we're obviously going to review the movie. And I will ask you right now, we have talked about having a part 3 where we do nothing but speculate what's coming up in the MCU. Because this movie I hear is not supposed to tie stuff up. It's just supposed to cause more threads so they can create more. And
yeah, basically, so I couldn't help myself and went and read some of the earlier reviews, spoiler-free reviews, and they've all said that it's clearly a part one, even though they changed the title, that the resolution of the movie is not really a resolution,
yeah.
So which is kind of disappointing to me, because they keep saying that it's a standalone story, but...
I mean, it's one of those things, it's a little tough that most of... the more recent movies are not standalone movies in the MCU.
Well, like Black Panther is, sure, it ties into the other movies, but it's still a standalone story on its own. And I think most of the movies can be, the only one I can truly think of that of the like individual movies is Iron Man 2. That was clearly and Civil War, I guess.
And Spider-Man Homecoming.
I mean, it was pretty clearly a Spider-Man story. It's not...
Yeah, but with the way Tony is involved...
Yeah, I mean, I guess true.
In a vacuum, it wouldn't make any sense.
That's true.
Yeah, you know, is kind of my point. So I think we're boring Ray. She's dancing.
No, I was just thinking. I think having a speculation episode would be a lot of fun for us. We love doing that all on our own. That's how we converse with each other. So might as well, you know, make some content off of it.
We can do it. We can definitely speculate for things. I mean, we know a little bit.
Can we do that instead of the top 20 Disney animated?
No, we can get both done, I think.
I don't think
not on the same week. We're not going to do them
both. How about I schedule you that night off and you can make fun of us on Twitch or you can...
No, if I'm getting the night off, I'm not in Twitch. I'm not doing anything. I'm going to be playing video games or something. As much as I love you guys, I get enough of this.
Fine.
All right. So next week, come back and join us for our very spoiler-filled review of Avengers Infinity War. And we'll be back the week after that to do some speculation on what I guess you could call phase 4 of the MCU.
The end of phase 3.
The end of phase 3, part 2B of the MCU. Don't forget, you can join us live on Twitch Tuesday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern at twitch.tv/heroespodcasts, and you can chat with us. So thank you very much to everybody who's been chatting with us. We appreciate all of your comments, and some of your actor suggestions were a lot of fun. So it sparked some great conversation. So thank you for that. You can always catch the show later, though. It's available on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, and our website, heroespodcasts.com, as well as pretty much anywhere else you listen to your podcasts. Ryan, where can people find you?
Buster Props. Facebook, Instagram, all that jazz. I do want to give a quick shout out. The Infinity Gauntlet that you see on the table there was repainted for me by a gentleman by the name of GT. He has a small business that he's starting out called JRC Productions. So check them out on Facebook and Instagram and give him some likes, because he's doing good work and needs to get his name out there. So.
Awesome. Ray, where can people find you?
I am in two places, at Siren Ray, obviously, for all of my cosplay.
In both places.
And as of now, I am under Seth Green Wolverine. Follow me there, hashtag it, let's do this.
And I am the Star Trek dude. You can find us at the Heroes Podcast Network. We've got other shows that you can check out that cover cosplay, Star Trek, video games, and we are also launching a new Westworld show this Sunday. Jeremy of the Saturday Morning Tooncast and Red Shirts and Runabouts will be launching this Westworld review show with a new host this Sunday, so please keep an eye out for that. Follow us at Heroes Podcasts on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitch. Thank you, everybody. Have a good week.
Bye.